This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was an economic report out from the White House last month that went the way of a lot of government economic reports, which is to say mostly unnoticed, except for this one particular bit. It was a report on, and here's the title, Expanding Work Requirements in Non-Cash Welfare Programs. And here's the bit that got some attention. Quote, based on historical standards of material well-being, the report said, our war on poverty is largely over and a success. It got attention, that bit did, because it's part of the way the Trump administration and Republicans in Congress are making the case for imposing work requirements on people who get government assistance for food and housing. We spent a lot of time the past 18 months or so this program has in a place that would be hard hit by some of those changes, the city of Erie, Pennsylvania. Marketplace's Erica Barris went back a couple of weeks ago.
It's late morning in downtown Erie, and men, women, and children are already lined up at the Erie City Mission because lunch is about to begin.
You don't like cucumbers, Ronnie, huh?
I don't have teeth.
Oh, okay.
Green beans?
Yes, please.
That's 66-year-old Roberta Lubman making her way through the line. Lubman is on disability and receives about $200 a month in government food assistance from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, what we think of as food stamps.
I only buy simple stuff, you know, ramen noodles, and I hardly eat any meat, but I make my meals last. I cut them in two.
Even so, they don't last long enough, and about a third of the way into the month, Lubman starts having lunch at the mission to fill in the gaps.
It's not easy to get by.
The war on poverty has not been won in Erie City. Around a quarter of residents still live under the federal poverty line, nearly twice the national average. And they rely on government-subsidized housing, food, and health care to get by. But in some neighborhoods, two out of three people are poor. Lubman lives in one of those neighborhoods. So does Chinee Williams.
This is why we're living in these homes, because we need the help.
Williams is 25. She grew up in Harbor Homes Public Housing and lives there now with her daughter Sierra and Amaria, who is just 8 months old. Before Amaria, Williams worked two jobs as a nurse assistant and a hairstylist, making around $10 an hour. But the money never went far enough.
Well, what cash do I have to, you know what I mean? Because I still have to pay my rent and I still have to buy certain things that I need for my children. They need clothes, they need shoes, they need.
Because she's not working and has a baby, Williams' family gets the maximum SNAP benefit, about $500 a month. And because Amaria is still mainly nursing, and because Williams inherited her mom's deep freezer, Williams can buy extra food in bulk and freeze it. She also has other ways of making the food last longer, especially in the summer when her daughter doesn't get lunch at school.
I don't eat sometimes. I eat enough that is I need to breastfeed, but there's days where I'll just opt for something instead of a full meal.
The Trump administration wants to impose steeper work requirements on people like Williams. Estimates are the new requirements could cut as many as 1 million people from the SNAP program over the next decade. Cuts will be coming to the other safety net programs, too.
When they want more from us, we have to figure out where are we going to get it from.
For Williams, who is looking for work now, that may mean finding more hours.
I'm just at loss as to how am I going to get that option? How is it going to open up to me? What is going to open up to me?
Sabrina Tolbert is a social worker who grew up here on Erie's east side and still lives here. Tolbert spends her days helping people like Chinee Williams gain financial independence.
A lot of people are depressed because they think they're never going to get out of their situation. They're working two part-time jobs. They're just worried about living day to day. There's no looking at the future.
The proposed legislation that would cut SNAP also calls for funding to expand state employment and training programs. But Tolbert says that wouldn't matter. The jobs just aren't here.
You're lucky if you can find a job, you know, and that again, that would be working at McDonald's or somewhere like that.
She says about half the people she grew up with left Erie long ago for cities with better job markets. Now Erie is so poor and has so much need, the ones still here mostly work in social services.
If you have a degree or something, you can get into jobs like that. So that might be kind of, well, that's left for us.
As we wrap up our conversation at a community center, Tolbert gets ready to head home and to her second job. Even though she's one of Erie's lucky ones with full-time work, at night she does transcribing. That extra $100 a week, she says, really helps. In Erie, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.